It is risky to get up from the dead. Not that I've done it yet. And it is risky to love, because both imply vulnerability and great change. And we as human beings love our debilities, our insecurities. We love our dysfunctions because we've gotten used to them. But we need to take a risk. Like a young man once who was falling in love with a young girl and came up to her and said, "I think I love you. I may not be as handsome as Bill, and I may be not as rich as Bill, the richest man in town. I may not be as smart and have a bright future, but I will do anything for you." And she said, "Can you introduce me to Bill?" I wanted you to laugh some more to wake up the other people. Thanks for helping. It's very easy in our lives not to rise from the dead, but to say, "I have gotten used to my pain, of the things that have been taken from me, my possibility, my future, my career. I like to wallow in my sorrow because it gives me an excuse not to make a decision. It gives me a reason not to hope. Look at my pain. Did you ever think that sometimes by thinking about the bad things in your life, you are in spiritual shock, unable to move, frightened into stability, and buried deep in your tomb, where you find it unusually comfortable? Because if I have to get rid of my excuses and say, 'She's not to blame, he's not to blame, my life is not to blame, even God's not to blame,' then you are faced with possibilities and choices and a future that may just be bright enough to blind you. But we get used to the darkness. So when we teach young children, when they're very young, they are afraid of the dark. But adults are afraid of the light. They're afraid to see themselves as they are. They're afraid to risk a choice in the future. What if she asks for Bill? But the Lord says, in the light of the resurrection, look at the possibilities in your life. Stop crying about the past. The Irish have a saying, there is no future in the past. And open your eyes and take courage. You are not alone. You will be surprised how many people, after you have made a dramatic decision, will say, "I have been waiting for you to make a decision for a long time." May not be the right one, but at least you've decided. You've made a move. And reevaluate and rethink. And as a Christian, I say, re-pray. Pray again and again as you're walking to the parking lot. When we had the procession around, I realized I forgot to close my garage door, and I go, "Jesus is even getting out of the garage. He's opening everything." And so the possibilities in your life are there. Do not leave dead bodies behind. Don't think of people as disposable that you have to step on to get out of your past. Be nice to everyone. Not just because you may meet them someday again and need them, but because you're a Christian, because you respect human beings, because you respect life. And I have this theory: you can never love anyone perfectly if you hate anyone even a bit. So clean your heart. Be nice to one another. Be brave and choose the future. And the Lord will be with you and the Lord will help you. And if you make a mistake, don't blame me. Don't blame God. Don't blame anyone. And say to yourself, this must be a new opportunity and a new possibility. Let me make a decision. Христос воскрес!